Hello, I'm Maxine Clark, and you're listening to another edition of Consumer's Corner with readings from Consumer Reports. Today's selections from Consumer Reports are all about ways to protect your data. The first article is titled 30-Second Privacy Fixes: 5 Simple Ways to Protect Your Data. How to quickly limit location tracking, facial recognition, smart speaker recordings, and other data collection. These days, the products we use have an annoying way of spying on us from inside our cars, our homes, and our offices. That smartphone game you play in the waiting room at the doctor's office, the mobile app that gives you a weather forecast, the photo you share with online friends, all have the ability to reveal intimate details about your life. But that doesn't mean you can't protect yourself. According to a recent Consumer Reports survey, 60% of Americans now bar mobile apps from accessing the camera, GPS data, and contact list on their phones, and half protect their online accounts with two-factor authentication. The source for this information is from the June 2019 Consumer Reports Nationally Representative Survey of 1,004 U.S. adults. These questions were answered by those for whom each method was applicable. Turn off Facebook facial recognition. Here are some simple ways to protect your personal data. Facebook says it uses facial recognition to spot fake accounts and to help people tag friends in photos, but never to target users with ads. No matter how it's used, the technology itself can seem intrusive, and Facebook announced a new setting in late 2017 to let people turn it off. Nearly 18 months later, a Consumer Reports investigation showed that not all users had received the promised face recognition setting. Our finding was cited by the Federal Trade Commission in announcing its $5 billion settlement with Facebook this summer. To turn the feature off on all devices via your desktop, click the arrow at the top right of any Facebook page and choose Settings, Face Recognition, Edit, No. Don't have that setting? This works. Go to Settings, Timeline and Tagging. Who sees tag suggestions? No one. Limit GPS tracking. The apps on your smartphone don't need to know where you are at all times, especially when you're not looking for a traffic report, weather forecast, or dining spot. Here's how to limit access to your phone's GPS data. Apps may still use Wi-Fi signals and other clues to infer your location, but the data is typically less precise. While you're at it, you can use these settings to control access to your contacts and photo library too. On an iPhone, go to Settings, Privacy, Location Services. Then toggle the control off to stop GPS data from being transmitted. Or tap on each app individually to control which ones get access always, never, or while you're using the app. On an Android phone, go to Settings, Google, Location, and flip the toggle switch or scroll down to App Level Permissions. Delete Alexa recordings. Amazon, Apple, and Google have at times had humans review bits of dialogue recorded by their smart speakers to improve their voice computing technology. To delete select recordings and place limits on the use of such data, you have to dip into the settings on the device's mobile app. But Amazon recently made things slightly easier with two new voice commands: Alexa, delete what I just said, and Alexa, delete everything I said today. Before you can use the feature, you have to activate it. On the Alexa app, tap the three bars in the upper left and choose Settings, Alexa Privacy, Review Voice History, and flip the toggle switch to enable Delete by Voice. Strip location data from your phones. When you take a snapshot with your digital camera, including the one on your smartphone, the device captures data about where, when, and how the image was recorded. And when you share that picture with someone else, that information, called EXIF data, typically goes along for the ride. That's how mobile apps and storage services such as Google Photos and iCloud Photos know how to sort your Springsteen summer tour pictures by place and date. To strip out the location data from photos stored on your computer, do the following. In Windows, right-click on the image file, then Properties, Remove Properties and Personal Information. In the Mac operating system, open the photo in Preview, then Tools, Show Inspector, Remove Location Information. Enable two-factor authentication. Security experts say everyone should use multi-factor authentication when it's offered to protect important online accounts. The goal is to block hackers from gaining access, even if they've acquired your password. Once you turn on a company's 2FA setting, you'll need to provide information in addition to the password any time you try to access the account from an unverified location or device. Typically, the company will send you a verification code by text or via an app. Without the second identifier, hackers armed with a stolen password get blocked. Setting up 2FA is usually easy. As an example, for your Google account, go to your Gmail inbox or any other Google page, then click the grid icon in the top right and go to Account. You may need to sign in first. Security, two-step verification, get started. For more help protecting your personal data, read our stories on how to use privacy settings on smart speakers, Facebook, Google, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can also review 66 ways to protect your privacy. Editor's note: this article will also appear in the October 2019 issue of Consumer Reports magazine. Keeping with the theme of cybersecurity, the next article from Consumer Reports is titled "Many Wireless Routers Lack Basic Security Protections: Consumer Reports Testing Finds." Evaluations conducted by Consumer Reports' new digital lab indicate that simple fixes could make home Wi-Fi safer. New testing by Consumer Reports shows important differences in how routers from popular brands handle digital security. Some of the 29 routers we examined this spring and summer built in important safeguards, such as automatically updating their firmware with the latest security improvements. Such protections available in routers including the Synology RT2600AC and Google Wi-Fi AC1200 dual band can make it harder for hackers to access a home network. Other models we tested were missing some basic protections that Consumer Reports endorses. For example, 11 routers, including the TP-Link Archer C7AC1750 and the Netgear AC1600, formerly R6260, accept very weak passwords that many websites and workplace accounts would reject. Routers are a critical part of our homes, says Robert Reiter, who oversees security and privacy testing for Consumer Reports. They are the conduit through which all of your data travels, so it's crucial that we look closely at how they handle security. We hope both consumers and the industry pay close attention to our findings. Consumer Reports has been publishing router ratings for years, but now we've made the tests tougher, screening for approximately 60 different indicators of good security and privacy practices, along with about 100 data points used to evaluate speed, ease of use, and other characteristics. The new router ratings are one of the first outputs of the Digital Lab, a new Consumer Reports initiative that will enable us to test more devices for digital security and privacy. The router testing protocol draws on the digital standard, a set of principles for how digital products and services can best protect consumer rights. How Consumer Reports tests routers. Our router testing program looks at several factors, including security, privacy, and performance. We evaluate routers in the lab on a long list of characteristics. For example, we check whether a router protects against known security vulnerabilities and whether certain questionable networking protocols are turned off by default. We examine the router's privacy policies to see whether manufacturers explain how they handle consumer data. Of course, we also measure how quickly routers transmit data over a variety of distances. After all, a safe and secure router wouldn't do you much good if it is too slow to reliably stream Netflix. We also evaluate ease of setup and other characteristics. Modern routers for the home come in two basic types, and we evaluate both. For our current ratings, we tested 20 traditional routers, which create a Wi-Fi network using a single device, and also evaluated 9 mesh routers, which use multiple units to cover larger homes. Mesh routers tend to be more expensive because you typically buy multiple pieces of equipment in the same package. Consumer Reports is now recommending 9 routers, 6 traditional units, and 3 mesh models. Key findings. Security. Consumer Reports uses some sophisticated security tests to evaluate routers, but we also check for basic security practices, and our recent tests uncovered several shortcomings. Many of the problems we found were simple but meaningful, and they should be easy for manufacturers to fix, Reiter says. For example, 20 routers let you change only the password but not the username of their web apps. The web apps are used for changing all kinds of settings on your router, including your Wi-Fi password, which is separate from the router's own password. 20 routers don't protect against multiple failed login attempts. Unlike your phone or email account, that means a determined hacker could use software that rapidly cycles through passwords over and over again until it breaks in. We also found problems with the passwords themselves. 11 routers let you set up very weak passwords. These may have fewer than 8 characters or just lack any complexity. Think AAAAAAA. Further, a number of models don't even let you create great passwords. You can't use long strings of characters, and special characters aren't always supported. And another router doesn't require you to change the default login credentials of admin and password. Consumers can and should create unique, strong passwords if the router permits it. However, many people fail to do so. In a nationally representative survey of 1,006 American adults we conducted in May 2019, only 38% say they or someone in their household had changed their current router's default password. Many routers, roughly 2/3 of them, had a networking protocol called Universal Plug and Play, or UPnP, turned on by default. Unless you have a device or some software that specifically asks for it, it's smart to turn this off because UPnP has a history of serious security vulnerabilities. But our recent survey found that most people who buy a router don't adjust the settings, and even fewer may think to turn off UPnP. Our ratings reward routers that arrive in people's homes with the safest default settings turned on. We also found important differences in how routers handled firmware updates, which are vital for your home's network security. New malware and hacking techniques are always coming on the scene, and hardware makers need to put out firmware updates to fight them. Consumer Reports recommends that people protect themselves by turning on automatic updates for as many devices as you can, from phones to laptops to routers, but 11 routers don't support automatic software updates. In the May survey, 2/5 of Americans who own their own router said they're unsure when it was last updated, and 11% said their router has never had a firmware update. Similarly, just a few router companies explicitly state how long they will provide firmware updates, leaving consumers in the dark about how long the device will be safe to use. Key findings: privacy. Consumer Reports router testing includes the company's privacy policies because so much sensitive data flows through the devices. Our privacy experts analyzed every router manufacturer's documentation. We gave better scores to routers, including some models from Aero, Google, and Netgear, that spell out what information their manufacturers might collect from users, such as network speeds, the name of the internet service provider, and how much data you're transmitting to the web. As part of the digital lab, we are scrutinizing as many products as we can with respect to their privacy practices, Reuter says. We are finding similar results across product categories and, in fact, the entire tech industry. Key findings: performance. Today's wireless routers vary a lot in how well they follow good security practices, but they are generally more consistent when it comes to pure performance. Many of today's traditional one-unit routers do a good job of blanketing even big homes with fast internet access. Of the 20 traditional wireless routers in our ratings, 18 earned a score of good or better for throughput over distances of around 28 feet, which we consider typical for many homes. We also measure throughput at shorter and longer ranges. However, if you regularly deal with dead spots in your home, it may be worth paying more for a mesh router system, which comes with multiple units. You place them around your home, they all talk to each other to distribute coverage. All 9 mesh routers we tested earned a good score or higher for mid-range throughput. Mesh routers also performed uniformly well for far-range throughput at a distance between 44 and 100 feet. Which routers did best and worst? Only a few routers we tested did well across the board on security, privacy, and performance. Among traditional wireless routers, standouts include the Synology RT2600AC and Netgear Nighthawk X10AD7200. For people who need a mesh router, both the Netgear Orbi and Aero were solid performers. By contrast, a number of routers that did very well on performance suffered in our ratings because of lackluster scores on other measures. For instance, the TP-Link Archer C1900 and Archer C7AC1750 were penalized for factors such as letting people set poor passwords. In response to those findings, a TP-Link spokesperson said by email that the company prefers to give its customers full control and freedom when it comes to their security settings. When you create a password for your router, it does indicate how secure it is, low, middle, high, in order to encourage customers to use stronger, more secure passwords. Other router manufacturers earn better security scores for some models than for others. For instance, though the Nightgear Nighthawk mentioned above got high scores across all our tests, the Netgear Nighthawk AX8 RAX80 did well in terms of performance but lagged behind for security and privacy, and the Netgear AC1000 R6080 scored poorly on measures of both performance and security. We at Netgear are regularly updating our security features and requirements to improve the security of our products, and at any point of time you will find differences in product features depending on when the product was released and the new firmware update done. Sandeep Harpalani, Netgear Vice President of Product Management for Connected Home Products, told us by email. We roll out these new security features as part of a firmware rollouts, but exact time of rollout might vary by product. Make your current router safer. If you're using an older router, you can take several steps to improve both performance and security, says Richard Fiasco, who oversees electronics testing at Consumer Reports. First, to boost coverage, try to place your router as close to the center of your home as possible. Then go into your router settings using the router's mobile app or web interface and check the settings to protect your security. Start by setting a strong password, then take these steps. Disable features you don't use. These include Universal Plug and Play, UPnP mentioned above. You should also turn off remote administration, also known as remote management or web access from WAN. Turn on automatic updates. If that's not an option, periodically check for new software yourself. Older routers don't make that easy. If you find your router is no longer getting updates, Fiasco says it's too risky to keep using it. Security protocols for routers improve over time, which means the old ones get outdated. The new protocol is called WPA3, but not many devices support it yet, though the Synology RT2600AC does. Its predecessor, WPA2, provides the best network security that's widely available. Make sure in your router settings that you have WPA2 turned on and an older protocol called WEP turned off. 10 routers we tested still support WEP encryption as an option. If you have a really old device, it may not support WPA2, but only WEP or WPA. In that case, writer says, it's time for a new router. The next article is titled Privacy Tools That Help You Protect Your Personal Data. Services like DuckDuckGo, ProtonMail, and Signal allow you to have a digital life without sharing too much information. Facebook, Google, and other tech giants are so adept at tracking our every move via our electronic devices that it can be hard to imagine escaping their digital surveillance. But Americans are getting savvier about protecting their personal info too. According to a recent Consumer Reports survey, 60% now bar mobile apps from accessing the camera, GPS, and contact list on their phones, and half protect their online accounts with two-factor authentication. If you are ready to get serious about safeguarding your data, here are some privacy-friendly alternatives to Google's search engine and Gmail and Facebook's WhatsApp messaging service. Search savvy DuckDuckGo. Each time you do a web search using Google, the company archives the details of that search alongside data on your web browsing history to help target you with personalized ads. The company serves ads to millions of sites, and it can note each time you go to those sites too. With DuckDuckGo, you can avoid that tracking. The search engine delivers the info you request without building a user profile, generating revenue by showing you ads related only to that single query. Type in women's running shoes and appropriate ads pop up on DuckDuckGo's results page and nowhere else. Encrypted email, Proton Mail. Free email services such as Gmail and Yahoo Mail may scan your communications for anything from ad targeting to integrating mail with other apps. If that turns you off, consider shifting to Proton Mail. The service offers end-to-end encryption, which makes the contents off limits to anyone but you and the recipient. Better yet, Proton Mail doesn't collect data on its users. In fact, you don't need to provide any personal information to register for an account. Drawbacks? The encryption hinders inbox searches. The 500 megabyte storage unit for the free service is low. And if you forget your password, you're in trouble. Proton Mail is so hands-off, it can't help you re-access your emails. Better messaging. Signal. This isn't the only messaging app to provide end-to-end encryption, scrambling data so that only the sender and recipient can read the contents. But Signal, available in Android phones, iPhones, and desktops, stands out for several reasons. It lets you send messages that self-delete from both parties' phones, though the recipient could preserve the contents in a screenshot. And according to its creators, the service does not store your username, location, or data related to your contact list info that others, such as Facebook's WhatsApp, can use for marketing. Signal has even tested a feature that lets you encrypt other metadata so would-be snoops can't identify who wrote the text. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Consumer's Corner with readings from Consumer Reports all about cybersecurity in this edition. Thank you and goodbye for now.